Hello everyone, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here with naturalnews.com, and I'm bringing you a special report today with Joyce O'Neill Durego, who is someone who has a lot of experience with rainforest herbs, and we are actually bringing you this podcast from the rainforest. We're here in southern Ecuador in the high Andes Mountains in a small town that shall go unnamed for the moment. So if you hear some background sounds, that's where we are. It's real. So thanks, Joyce, for joining me today.
Sure, my pleasure, Mike.
So could you tell people who are listening a little bit about your background with rainforest herbs? I think many people know you're also with the Amazon Herb Company. But I want to get more of your personal background, your experience with the herbs, and why you have chosen this as an area of such passion.
Sure. My pleasure. I was introduced to the herbs about 7 years ago, and I was living in Mount Shasta at the time, and being interested in herbalism already, and being an herbalist myself of North American herbs, I thought that it was a really, really interesting subject for me to learn about, because the unlimited potential of the plants coming from the Amazon is just fantastic. So it was a whole new area for me to discover. And so what I started to do is actually take the herbs myself. And I found that they were just so helpful. The energetics of the herbs were really great. I saw my health be better. And that's a bit of the motivation there behind and staying with the herbs since then.
Which particular herbs did you enjoy the most? And
well, when I first started taking the Amazon herbs, I really loved the Fibrazon and the Illumination. Those were my two favorite ones, and they still pretty much are.
But for people who don't know the names of those products, can you describe some of the actual herbal names that are inside those products?
Yes, definitely. The cat's claw, uña de gato. Uh-huh. Cat's claw, uña de gato is a herb that's great for the immune system. Also helps the digestive system, great for breathing, just an overall really, really potent herb.
So you know that grows just off the road here.
Yeah, exactly.
They actually consider it a weed.
Yes.
You can drive everywhere and there's uña de gato.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's one thing that's great is that the potency of the herbs too, the uña de gato that I've been taking is just wild.
Yes, wildcrafted.
Wildcrafted, yeah. So hand harvested by indigenous people, and it's just, to me, the energetics of a wild plant is just way superior, maybe, than a cultivated plant.
So yeah, that's absolutely. And for those who don't know, the Amazon Herb Company is a company that I've personally supported or advocated for a long, long time, many years now. But I've never become financially involved in the company because I want to maintain that journalistic independence. But it's a company. It's really a unique company. The products are wildcrafted from the rainforest in Peru and throughout South America, mostly Peru, and brought to America in very concentrated, pure forms with absolutely no additives, nothing artificial, and it is all wildcrafted. So I just want to give them that background.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's great too about the and in the 7 years that I've been consuming, 7 years plus that I've been consuming the uña de gato, the maca, the murapuama, these herbs have just been very potent and consistently benefiting my health and my family's health and my friends and even more people than that. So it's just been great to be able to stick with this these products and these herbs because they're continually benefiting me.
Yes, and I'm aware as you're speaking that what you can say about the herbs is somewhat limited because it's still a U.S. company and you're still based in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and so on. But I can add a few thoughts.
Certainly.
In my own personal studies, these are the herbs that are used here in Ecuador to treat cancer, to reverse cancer. Uña de gato is famous for it. In fact, if you go buy it in a store, it actually says it's good for treating cancer right on the package. Many of the herbs are good for reversing diabetes or controlling blood sugar. Or boldo, for example, is good for increasing the secretion of bile. So these things, the properties of these herbs are well known here in South America, even though you, being associated with the company, cannot really state them so directly.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I appreciate you clearing that, because we can use them as keeping us healthy and maybe bringing our health to another level, like seeking optimal health.
Yes.
That's really what I try to do, and help other people do as well, is just wanting to live beyond an ordinary life somehow, you know?
That's a good way to put it. And it is beyond ordinary. It's, you know, in the U.S., the government regulations are set to prevent disease, not even to prevent disease, but just to avoid nutrient deficiencies, for example. Mm-hmm. For example, the fortification of bread. And that's just to create minimum health. What you're talking about is a way to create maximum health. How do you go beyond the norm?
Exactly. How do you go beyond broccoli? You know,
yeah.
What is it that you can, yes, on a daily basis, eat and then enhance your diet so that your army is ready to tackle a lot of the degenerative diseases that we see these days, blood sugar level issues that we see, even keeping our children healthier.
Yes, and detoxification, I think, is a very important property of almost every herb here from the rainforest. It has a property of detoxifying the liver, cleansing the blood, and of course when your blood is clean or detoxified, then you're able to halt the growth of cancer tumors in your body. So then there, almost every herb here has at least one anti-cancer property. So I just wanted to mention the detox.
The detox fact has been just phenomenal. I've been detoxing with the herbs and doing, like, in the month of March, coming up in the next month, I'm actually going to be doing a detox with the Amazon herbs for like 10 days.
Excellent.
And taking the fibers on, drinking a lot of water. The Sangre de Drago is a herb that we use that's highly antioxidant.
Yeah.
That also really helps with detoxing the colon and the digestive system.
It's an amazing herb.
Yes,
Sangre
yes,
de Drago. And also, you're from Montreal, correct?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
So you speak French?
I speak French. Oui, je parle français.
Okay, I just want to make sure people know that you also, if there are some French speakers listening.
Yes, exactly. And pour les Français qui écoutent, I'm going to be in Montreal more often now, and also doing presentations about the Amazon herbs there also. So
you do a lot of education. I mean, you go around and teach people about the herbs, and that's also your business, of course.
Yes, exactly. So that's what I like to do. We like to do little parties and presentations and have people over and share what we do, how the herbs can benefit them, and also how the Amazon Herb Company is a business model to me of a holistic business model.
And what would you say is the number one area of interest that people show in the herbs? I mean, when you talk to people, what are they most interested in?
Well, what I've noticed is that people are most interested in more energy, better digestion, and I would also say feeling like they have a mental clarity.
Ah.
I'd say those are like the top three that I've seen in the past several years. Yes.
I was going to say that third one, but I couldn't remember it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, with people being over-medicated, and you know, almost every medication has some effect on brain function, but especially statin drugs, and especially all these drugs that are actually used to treat Alzheimer's and dementia, many of them actually promote it long-term. Mm-hmm. So there's this huge lack of mental clarity in consumers in the States who are using the foods and the pharmaceuticals that are manufactured there. So I would agree that would have to be a huge concern of many people.
Yes, yes. And some people won't be necessarily upfront in saying that they're lacking mental clarity, but then when you start talking about it, they're like, oh, yeah, yes. You know, they can, people understand that that's something that we can regain. We can regain our health. We can rebuild our body.
Yes.
Because our body is an amazing system, and it can rejuvenate itself actually very quickly.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think a lot of consumers or patients in North America, even in the UK and other places, they believe the myth of aging that is taught to them by modern doctors. They think, well, the brain just stops functioning well over time. That aging in conventional medicine is presented as a model of parts breaking down, like you were a car or something. But I think what you're explaining, and I also see that in mm-hmm. many people, is when you begin to get to the natural herbs and the rainforest nutrition, you begin to regenerate. You can reverse the signs of aging. You can restore brain function. And that's a new one for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think that gives hope to people, because sometimes people's health can be in a very people can be in a very challenging situation, and giving them the right tools, like wild, crafted, pure rainforest herbs, really are tools that feed the body and nourish the body systems, because we tend to be starving our body.
Yes.
With what's offered to us, the pharmaceuticals, for example, and even the food today, the non-organic food, for example.
Yes. And isn't it true that everywhere in the world, the vast majority of people actually use plant-based medicine? I mean, the use of pharmaceuticals is a very recent thing in human history, and a very toxic thing, but it's also used only by a minority of the population of the world.
Yes, I tend to agree, and I was looking at some statistics about that just not too long ago, and that the United States is one of the top drug addicts in the world. We're almost like drug addicts compared to other countries who still rely, like here in Ecuador, on a majority of herbal medicines, herbal plants, herbal supplements. So
yeah, the locals here, I mean, if you have a problem, you know, you can go to a curandero, the medicine man type of person, and they know, walk outside, pick five plants, make a paste or make a tea. And it's far more effective than pharmaceuticals that would be prescribed for those conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so it's valuable knowledge. Now, before we go further, how can people reach you if they want to learn more from you? Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and give your website, your phone number,
okay,
or whatever you want to give out.
My name is Joyce O'Neill Durego. My website is myamazonherbs.com.
Myamazonherbs.com.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So you can find me there. And also, I have a toll-free number. It's 866-GO-HERBS.
866-GO-HERBS.
Exactly, Mike.
Okay. And GO-HERBS is plural, just in case people can't hear the S's on this recording.
Yes, exactly.
GO-HERBS. Otherwise, it wouldn't be enough digits. And then you'd start to wonder, gee, maybe I do need some of those brain-clarifying herbs.
Yeah.
Like, I missed something. There's a letter here. Okay. So we talked about some of the herbs and what interests you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I want to ask a question that I think a lot of people have in mind right now. And that is, well, here you are in Ecuador. And
yes.
Yet you're still running your business.
Well,
That's interesting.
Yes, I still am running my business. The Amazon herb business offers a really wonderful lifestyle for me. One of the things that I found is that with the years, I've been able to build a residual income. So I am, no matter where I am, I still have a solid base income that's coming in.
Right.
And I can always build on that and increase my income. There, it's somewhat like there's no ceiling.
Right.
To the potential income that I can receive from this company. And it offers me, I own my own business.
Yes.
So it offers me the flexibility to travel to South America to take care of my child. For example, I have a 3-year-old boy. His name is Nicholas. And when I got pregnant with Nicholas, actually, I took the Amazon Power Shake and the Aquazon formula.
That has microalgae in it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The blue green algae, the maca I was talking about, the murapama. Just really great nourishing herbs that strengthen the body.
Yes.
And I was taking that throughout my pregnancy while I was breastfeeding, and now my son actually consumes these herbs with me.
Wow.
On a daily basis.
What
yeah.
a lucky kid.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Super healthy 3-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the things that were great is that my support team and people that I work with were so understanding that I wanted to take some time off, and I actually took almost 2.5 years off of really marketing my business heavily.
Wow.
So that I could be with my son and really prioritize him.
Wow.
And it so, and without losing that income, that steady monthly check was still coming in.
Because you had built it previously.
Because I had built it previously.
Right.
Yeah, so...
So you get a lot of freedom from that business model, and also, of course, as you mentioned, the earnings aren't limited by your education level or whether you're male or female or where you're from or anything.
Your age is, what you look like, it really doesn't matter.
Right. Although it probably helps to look healthy.
Well, it does help to look healthy, but at the beginning, I mean, I've worked with people that are not very healthy and they have life-changing experiences consuming the herbs, and then they're like, well, I've got to start sharing this with other people because these are life-transforming
You know, that's what I find, really high integrity individuals in the Amazon Herb Company. And almost everyone that I've talked to has had that experience, a life-changing health transformation where the herbs help them overcome serious conditions. I mean, I've talked to people who've overcome cancers, diabetes, extreme digestive disorders, extreme heart disorders, mood disorders, you name it. And
That's another thing, too, that the herbs really help... the mental clarity we were talking about, but also sleeplessness. That's something else that people in consuming some of our supplements really, really helps them a lot. So.
Yeah, we have an epidemic of sleep disorders in the States, and a lot of people are trying to overcome that with Ambien, the freaky sleepwalking drug. It makes you drive into town at night when you're sleep driving and makes you do weird things. There's actually a problem. Hotels are reporting now that there are nude sleepwalkers showing up in the lobby at night now. Like in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Yeah, people just show up
so
naked
we got
in the
drugged
lobby.
Sleepwalkers now.
Yeah. And it's all, you know, these sleepwalking drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Or these sleeping pills that they're taking.
So luckily there are other alternatives.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Luckily.
Yeah, or you,
we
or
don't
you could
all
wear pajamas or
that.
Something, and that way if you're sleepwalking, at least it's not in the nude. There are other options. Well, also, I just want to repeat for people listening, I don't want anyone to think that this is a company that I have any kind of personal financial involvement in. I'm reporting on this company because, again, I've reviewed many, many, I've actually interviewed hundreds of people over the last few years and many, many companies, and I have not found a company that has this unique combination of really potent medicinal herbs and high integrity operations. The Amazon Herb Company is doing so much for the environment, for the indigenous people, actually helping them reclaim ownership over their lands to protect that land from oil companies, for example. Just operates with incredible integrity. And that's why I'm such an advocate and such a customer. You should see my cabinet full of Amazon herbs.
Yeah. Good. I'm happy to hear that, Mike. And you were talking about a little bit about rainforest preservation. And, we've been hearing a lot about global warming and how to help, how to contribute and to help preserve the planet that we're on. And straight from the beginning, that was an important thing for me because I know that in my own way, every day as I'm doing my Amazon Earth business, I'm also contributing to the greater good of the planet in helping preserve the Amazon. How does that happen?
Well, no, I was wondering, how important is that to you? I mean, to be able to find that your work is congruent with your personal philosophies and beliefs.
Well, for me, it has, become somewhat of a priority, for the past 15, 20 years.
Uh-huh.
But the Amazon Herb Company has just really helped. I couldn't go back, in a sense that...
You couldn't go back.
I could not go back
to a normal job
and all that, because this is such a perfect model, aligned with my values. Also, just to know that I go to bed at night and I've helped communities in the Amazon preserve their land, offering a future for the children down there. I mean, we've preserved over 130,000 acres up to now, and we have a goal, Mike, for the next within the next 2.5 years to preserve 1 million acres.
Wow.
And this is very, very feasible. I'm not just saying this for the fun of it, because
right.
we've discovered property that could become this federation. The Rio Pisky Federation is owned by the 13 indigenous leaders
uh-huh.
that we work with in the Upper Amazon Basin of Peru. And we've been able to survey the land, and we realize that they can potentially, you know, be stewards of 1 million acres.
And it's important for those listening to know that with these indigenous tribes, I don't know if tribes is the right word, but indigenous peoples here in the Amazon, there is no such thing as title of ownership. And so they, even though they live there and that's where they get their food and their medicine and that's their area, they don't ever have title to it. And so, you know, businesses come in and try to take over that land. So what the Amazon Herb Company is doing is helping these indigenous peoples actually get their titles so they can say, yes, we are the owners of this land. This is, belongs to our community. Is that correct?
That is absolutely it, Mike. And that is really life-changing for them.
Yes.
Because they can make new choices. They don't have to okay a company to come and cut 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 hectares of trees on the land, because they can live off the land and work with us in harvesting the Amazon herbs also. And so there's that part too.
That's an important part. What the Amazon Herb Company is doing, and through people like you, you are able to show these indigenous people a way to earn revenues off of their land without selling it to the ranchers and the soybean growers and the oil companies, right?
That's absolutely right.
Giving them a way to make a living off of the medicine that's in their forest and thereby preserve the forest.
Exactly. We're offering them a sustainable model that they understand, and actually that they're... for us, sustainability is sometimes a vague concept. We don't totally grasp it. But for the indigenous people of the Amazon, that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's who they've been for centuries and centuries. And so when we're able to offer them sustainable choices, well, they just jump right in and they're like, of course, this is what we want. They just were starving.
Yes.
So they had to make choices that weren't sustainable until now for the people that we're working with. So it's very exciting. I'm very excited about it, because it's really shifting a whole reality for a lot of people.
Well, this is the revenue model of the future if we wish to have a planet left. I mean, we have to make businesses work like this. We have to be sustainable.
Yeah, exactly, long-term. Exactly. So I want to invite you guys again. We have a lot of information on my website, myamazonherbs.com, and we have a whole rainforest stewardship information on there, and it explains more specifically what we're doing, and there's pictures of the communities we work with and all that.
And for those listening, too, I hope you're getting an idea, if you weren't familiar with this company before, I hope you're getting the idea that this is a completely unique company. There are many, you know, direct sales companies offering nutritional supplements or juices, you know, super fruit juices and things like that. But the Amazon Herb Company is very unique in its stewardship of the earth, and it leverages the demand for these herbs in the United States and other places like Canada to make sure that there is a investment going back into the communities, so that this whole model is sustainable for everyone involved. In fact, this is a win-win-win-win-win situation. There are no losers here. I mean, the indigenous people win.
Exactly.
The earth wins.
Mm-hmm.
The people involved in the business win, like you are living
yes,
and demonstrating.
Exactly.
And the customers win, because they get all the incredible health benefits of this.
That's absolutely right, Mike.
All our businesses should be this good.
I think so. I think there's a lot to look at this model and say, well, how can we start doing that with A&Ps or, General Motors or something
right.
like that? How is it possible?
It brings to mind this idea. You know, we have a Fortune 500 list in this country, and that's which companies make the most money. Shouldn't we change that list? Shouldn't it be the Fortune 500, the 500 companies that do the most good for the planet?
I think that would be great, and Mike, maybe that's something we could start working on.
Maybe there is a list like that.
Maybe there
Someone
is a
has
list.
The Earth 500.
That would be great. I think that it's high time that we start
indeed
showing the Fortune 500 that there are other values.
Yeah, it's not
to
just
rate.
Yeah, who can stuff their pockets with the most useless cash, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. So the bottom line, folks, is these are very potent medicinal products that I personally use and I freely and openly endorse, and I've never been paid a dime by the Amazon Herb Company. Not a dime, and wouldn't even think of asking for it. To endorse those products. And secondly, this is a business model that helps preserve the rainforest, and it really demonstrates a better way to do business in this world. And thirdly, there is an income opportunity for those who are tired of the paycheck to paycheck rat race, 9 to 5, working in corporate America. If you want to work in a way that's aligned with your values, this is something to check out. It's worth exploring. And again, your website, Joyous?
My website is myamazonherbs.com, and I also have a toll-free number that's 866-GO-HERBS.
Okay.
With an S.
With an S. All right, because you don't want to limit it to one herb.
Yes, exactly.
It's multiple. Okay, and my favorite herbs, by the way, are Sangre de Drago and Uña de Gato. And by the way, you can buy Sangre de Drago at the natural pharmacies here for a very good price, but of course in the U.S. there is no such thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So if you come to Ecuador, folks, you can get this stuff at a lot better price, actually. I have to say that, because come here and load up. But if you're living in the States or Canada or somewhere else, then the Amazon Herb Company is by far the best source. And even here, you can't find all the herbs that the Amazon Herb... I actually brought Amazon herbs here, back to Ecuador, because I wanted to make sure I had them.
Yes, yes, I did too. I mean, and in traveling too, it's been really great for me to have them, just keeping the families and our immune system up, and traveling in the airplanes and everything. The herbs are just phenomenal for that.
I don't even get on a plane without taking multiple herbs from the Amazon Herb Company.
Yes.
Because you need that extra defense.
Yes, exactly.
People are taking that product airborne. You know the product called Airborne?
Oh, yes, exactly, Airborne.
We had a couple of birds visiting, right? They say it's invented by a school teacher, but it's basically just zinc and vitamin C or something.
Yes, exactly. Like, and I think she has aspartame in there.
Right?
But I do think so. There's like...
That's scary.
Yes.
Invented by a school teacher who drinks aspartame.
Yeah,
Well, exactly. I just brought that up to say that the Amazon herbs are so much better for travel, mm-hmm. in my opinion, than the Airborne product.
Oh, yeah. Because in my experience, I've traveled quite a bit, and just in using them all the time, I'm in Ecuador. I've been here for a couple of weeks now, Mike. My husband, my son, and I were totally healthy.
Yeah.
No digestive issues, no sign of any immune weaknesses. We're just in a, perfect health.
And you're drinking the water here, too.
And we're drinking the water here, and we're eating the food. We're eating lettuce. We're eating strawberries, We're just doing it. And
they don't really wash everything very well here.
No, I mean, you think that they do, but I'm not sure they do.
No, I was buying tofu from the woman over on the couple streets away. They make actual, real tofu.
Yes.
And I was asking her if next time she could make it softer. And she brought out some of the tofu she was making for someone else. And she starts poking at it. She says, see, it's softer. Oh, good.
Super.
Yeah, thanks for poking the tofu.
Yeah, with money in her hand.
Right.
Or,
Yeah, but this is the norm.
Yeah, exactly. And so as us being out of this culture, having something that supports us to be able to have our defenses up for all these different new things around us, and also things that could be familiar. I mean, it's just really the best way to go.
Yeah, you don't want to come down here in an immune compromised state. So take the herbs before you travel.
Yeah, exactly.
And not just for 1 or 2 days. I'd say 30, 60 days before you really travel. It takes some time.
Yeah, it does take some time to build up a really strong immune system, and the Uña de Gato that we were talking about, the pure Camu, the Sangre de Drago are all really, really just quite life-changing. I mean,
yes.
For me, I sleep well at night because I know that we're just doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
Yeah.
So That's reassuring because I am a new mom, and that's really reassuring to me that I'm offering my son, you know, the best quality nutrition for his growth.
Yes.
And at the same time, me staying totally healthy and strong. So
that's what it's about. Well, thank you, yes. Joyce, for sharing these few minutes with us, with myself, and everyone who's listening. I'm sure they enjoyed this.
Great, Mike. My pleasure.